Carmel Grower and I are quite close. I keep coming up with Jimmy. In Washington, he told me in detail what it was that we were being sent over there for. And talking about it, knowing that they're all going to be coming across from the continent, across the channel to England. The 584 in those days was designed for in a search mode. And put it into search, would go around 360 degrees. And that seemed to me to be a waste looking back towards London.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggested to Jimmy that what we ought to be doing is to put another modification in the 584 for a sector scan so we can look over there and just see back and forth because we knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy said, well, I don't know. He says, let's forget it. Or words of that effect. Well, in one of the meetings in London with the British, big open meeting, Jimmy gets up and says words like, how would you feel about putting a sector scan on that 584 so that we will just sector across it? They all try. He says, that's great. That's one of the things. Jimmy turns around to me and says, get on the phone and call the Ray Lab. And so, of course, we had a British branch of radiation lab.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at Jimmy. And I looked at my diaries before I came up here today, just going back over it. And I had that whole business in there. And then in my youth, about time, with the closing business, I said, and Jimmy didn't like the idea when I mentioned it to him in Washington. But that was one of the things that we radioed back.
Well, you must have known, and it's obviously important to have somebody who knows the system to be able to judge whether, you know, how troublesome a modification like that would be.
Well, yes. In fact, the word I sent back was, look at get a synchro and rig it up with a variable speed motor with an adjustable crank arm so that now the motor with this adjustable crank arm would rock the synchro back and forth, and we would then couple that synchro into the positioning system so that in turn would cause the dish to go like so. I said, there's no fancy electronics, all it is just a little motor, variable speed, and a very rugged device like a synchro. Simple wiring. Like that. So that's what I suggested back. But what we got was a wholly electronic package, and it didn't take them very many days to design that and produce it, because I got the date in my diary when I got them in the car in the parking lot. When we get the word back to him to come up with it, and when DuBridge himself was in, he was scheduled to come over, and he brought it with him.
Right.
And of course, I looked at that thing. I said, "Hell, all electronics. That's not what I asked for." But they were right. They were absolutely right in the way they went, because it had much greater flexibility than the thing I was suggesting, and the. None of that. These synchros and other rotating stuff like these motors were in very short supply in the military hardware, very short supply. So they came up with just resistors, gas tubes, like the Styrotrons, and did a great job. And it worked. It later got incorporated in later versions of the body.
So when you went over there, some of the 584s were already in use?
No, they were just getting over there. So our primary mission really was to train, since this is now new equipment, was to train the troops that were there and the aircraft people into use of it. So that they were then, and Jimmy came up with the whole business of how to deploy them. And he had a fight to this. To deploy one group down along the coast so that they would get the earliest possible acquisition, and then supported by another belt of 584s further back inland. So whatever got through the first gang was then tackled by the much greater number, incidentally, of 584s and 90mm guns backed up. So we were there to train. And the IFF equipment had also just gotten over there. And that had never been integrated with a 584. That was one of the tasks that was put on me to now look at that IFF equipment and integrate it with the 584, and to give some instruction in that. They didn't have anyone over there at that time.